Thank you, Dr. Manchanda, for the nice introduction. I have no personal financial relationship to disclose at this time. And you said related. The importance of disclosing medical errors to patients has attracted considerable interest in recent years. However, little is known about the rate of disclosure and the kind of adverse events leading to the disclosure. The VA healthcare system recognizes three types of adverse event disclosure. Number one, clinical disclosure. Number two, institutional disclosure. Number three, large-scale disclosure. In clinical disclosure, the healthcare provider provides factual information to the patient regarding harmful adverse events related to the patient's care, expresses concern for the patient's welfare, and reassures the patient or personal representative that steps are being taken to investigate the situation, remedy the injury, and prevent further harm. Large-scale disclosure is when adverse events involve a large number of patients. The current study only involves institutional disclosure, but not clinical or large-scale disclosure. On this slide, the VA healthcare system, in this system, the institutional disclosure is required when adverse events result in serious injury or death, reasonably expected serious injury, or potential legal liability. In an institutional disclosure, the patient or personal representative are invited to meet with the institutional leaders and appropriate personnel. An apology is made, and in addition, information about compensation and procedures available to request compensations are provided when appropriate. Documentation of institutional disclosure is required using a standardized template in the VA's computerized patient record system. I should point out that a new VA policy was published in 2012 and defines institutional disclosure to only include adverse events that result in serious injury or death, but not those that result in, quote, reasonably expected serious injury or potential legal liability, end quote. The fiscal year 2010 data that I'm reporting today utilized the old definition of institutional disclosure. It is the VA policy that disclosure of adverse events that cause harm to patient be a routine reporting practice. Thus, the VA policy requires that all adverse events, whether due to medical error or not, need to be disclosed through clinical disclosure, institutional disclosure, or large-scale disclosure. As part of the Quality Assurance Risk Management Program, we collected and analyzed fiscal year 2010 institutional disclosed data from all 138 VA medical centers. A total of 330 adverse events were disclosed by 81 facilities. 57 facilities, or approximately 41.3%, did not have any institutional disclosure during 2010. With a total of approximately 6 million veterans treated at all VA facilities during fiscal year 2010, This represents an institutional disclosure rate of approximately 5.5 adverse events disclosed per 100,000 veteran patients treated per year. This slide shows the top five categories of disclosed adverse events. Delayed or misdiagnosis, 80 cases, 24.2%. Procedure or surgical complications, excluding infections, 62 cases, approximately 18.8%. Medication errors, including ordering, dispensing, or administration errors, 34 cases, or 10.6%. Patient falls, 26 cases, or 7.8%. Misinterpretation of laboratory test results or radiographs, 18 cases, or 5.5%. These five categories constituted 66.9%, or 221 cases, of all disclosed adverse events. This slide shows the time from occurrence of an event to the time of disclosure. 17% were disclosed within 1 to 3 days, 28.4% between 4 to 30 days, and 18.4% between 31 to 90 days. 10.1% were more than 365 days. Thus, approximately 63% of adverse events were disclosed within 90 days. This slide shows the location and outcome of the adverse events. 43% of the events occurred while the patient was hospitalized. 35% were as outpatients, and 22% were unknown. 27% of the patients died of the adverse events, while 63% survived. This slide shows the specialties responsible for the disclosed adverse events. Single specialty was responsible for 295 events. Multiple specialties, two or three, were responsible for 26 events, while in 9 events, responsible specialties could not be determined. As shown in this slide, among the single specialties responsible for the 295 events, general medicine was 13.9% or 41 cases. General surgery, 40 cases, or 13.6%, primary care, 32 cases, or 10.8%, radiology, 31 cases, or 10.5%, and nursing, 21 cases, or 7.1%. Thus, these five specialties were responsible for 55.9% of the adverse events. In summary, in fiscal year 2010, the VA healthcare system had an institutional disclosure rate of 5.5 adverse events per 100,000 veterans treated. Delayed or misdiagnosis composed of 24.2% and was the most frequent adverse event disclosed. 63% of events were disclosed within 90 days. 43% of events occurred as inpatient, 27% of the patients died. General medicine and surgery, 27.5%, were the most frequent specialties responsible for the disclosed events. We are not aware of similar reports from any other non-VA institutions. VA will continue to collect institutional disclosure data. Thank you very much.